Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Dozens of arrests as pro-Palestinian protests intensify on college campuses. The LAPD says 93 people were arrested on trespassing charges at USC. Police arrested more than 30 demonstrators at the University of Texas at Austin.
This has evolved way further than it has because of the free speech. I've talked to a few kids here, my friends. Like, I was like, oh, I didn't know you were like, you know, supporting Palestine. And they're like, no, I just saw all the arrests and think this is crazy.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is weighing in.
Anti-Semitic mobs have taken over leading universities. They call for the annihilation of Israel. They attack Jewish students. They attack Jewish faculty.
The Supreme Court considers former President Trump's claim today that he should be immune from prosecution for anything he did while he was in office.
The federal case involves charges that Trump plotted to overturn the 2020 election, leading to the riot at the Capitol. Notre Dame law professor Derek Mueller on what he expects Trump's lawyers to say.
The heart of this is to say that criminal statutes can't be used against the president for his official acts while he was in office.
But Mueller says that argument raises serious questions.
It would be unprecedented to say that some person in the United States is above the law. That is, that the president would somehow be immune from criminal prosecution.
Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Mr. Trump will be back in court in New York listening to testimony in his criminal trial there. An Arizona grand jury has indicted the former president's chief of staff, Mark Meadows, his lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, and 16 others, Attorney General Chris Mays.
The defendants charged by the state grand jury allegedly schemed to prevent the lawful transfer of the presidency.
Arizona is now the fourth state where Trump allies have been charged with using false or unproven claims about voter fraud in the 2020 election. We'll get a new read on U.S. economic output when the Commerce Department releases its report on the gross domestic product this morning. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The first quarter growth is expected to be powered by consumer spending, which has remained strong despite high interest rates and still elevated prices.
Parisians are heartbroken after the blades of the windmill atop a famous nightclub collapsed.
I hope they will build it up again. So it will be as it always had been, the old Moulin Rouge.
The pieces crashed into the street in front of the Moulin Rouge, birthplace of Can-Can, which opened in 1889. No injuries reported. S&P futures down 25. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This report is sponsored by the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Slow down and relax for a sweet treat. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The University of Wisconsin's flagship campus in Madison is slipping in the global and national rankings. The Wall Street Journal ranks it 79th. Internationally, UW-Madison has fallen to as low as 102nd in one ranking. Authors of the UW's internal studies say the UW-Madison gets fewer federal research grants. People who need a few hundred bucks in a hurry can take out loans on smartphone apps, but consumer advocates warn of steep hidden costs. Lucia Constantine is with the Center for Responsible Lending.
They are trapping consumers in a cycle of borrowing that is similar to that of a payday loan.
A bipartisan bill to curb predatory lending in Wisconsin stalled in the last session of the state legislature. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers win a sloppy game. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. There were errors and bad plays from both the crew and the Pirates, but the Brewers held on for a 3-2 win at PNC Park. In the ninth inning, Joey Weimer missed catching a pop fly to shallow left after a mix-up with shortstop Willie Adames. Manager Pat Murphy, not happy.
If the left fielder gets involved and opens his mouth, it's his ball, 100%. I don't know exactly what happened, but I know that Weimer was right there to catch it. So if you're right there to catch it, you catch it. Willie did everything right there, and Weimer let it drop. So it's his error.
NBA, the Bucks and Indy getting ready for game three against the Pacers. That playoff series tied up one game apiece. The tip-off time, 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. NFL draft tonight. The Packers with the 25th pick overall in the first round. Many experts think Green Bay will take defensive back Cooper DeJean from Iowa. Is he a safety or a corner?
I think he can do both. I think he's very versatile that way. His ability to take the ball away is very impressive.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 51 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear with a low of 40. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered afternoon and nighttime thunderstorms. Our high tomorrow, 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
Todd Albaugh.
Join us next time as we discuss non-disclosure agreements. Are you for them or against them? And also Sasquatch. Is he a real thing? And what's he really responsible for?
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha. WRJN.
If you don't have children, none of this should make sense. Like, even the concept of a Saturday night, when you don't have kids, you're like, Saturday! And when you're a parent, you're like, who can we pay to come to this house? And watch this child. And your standards drop so dramatically. Initially, you're like, they should have a PhD. And then you're like, well, how long were they in jail? Murder, it wasn't children, right? Any parent will tell you that, like, having children has enriched their lives. It's exposed them to things they never thought they'd do. Like, kids just, you end up doing things you never thought you'd do. Like, for me, going outside. You ever go outside with real little kids? You don't even know what to do with them. You're like, well, I normally just drink out here. Who wants to play a game of nap?
You know, well, let's try that again. You know, I just listened to the song twice and it was good. Let's try that one more time and see if we can get that. Because I got to wake up to the Supremes in the morning. It's got to happen. The Supremes back then. She didn't do the Breakaway where it was Diana Ross and the Supremes. You know, how did the other ladies feel when she said, by the way, the new name of the group is Diana Ross and the Supremes. You guys are the end. You know, that's got a, you know, that had a sting. I wonder who came up with the idea. If she just came to a rehearsal one day and said, by the way, we have a new name. I mean, that, because although she was the lead singer, the standout, the front person, I don't know, the other ladies, it wouldn't be the Supremes without Mary Wilson and who else was in there? I can't think of all their names. It wouldn't be, you know, the Supremes without the other two ladies. So that must have hurt. And then it was just Diana Ross. The Supremes were gone. It was just like, poof. One of them did not have a happy ending. I'll look it up in a few minutes. I think one of them really died in poverty, one of the Supremes. I'll look it up, make sure I got that right. But, yeah, what a group. Oh, one hit song after another. Diana Ross, what a voice. What an actress, too, by the way. She was in a few good movies. She was Mahogany and Lady Sings the Blues. She was in some good movies, Diana Ross. All right, for today, a beautiful day, sunny with a high near 50. If you're waking up right now, it's frost out there. It's below freezing. Clear in 31. I had to use my winter coat. Yesterday, I told you, I went out in my spring jacket. Almost froze my you-know-what off. My fingers, I was talking about. Almost froze my fingers off. Anyway, it was freezing out there. Today, it's still freezing, but today I brought a winter coat. Okay, sunny today with a high near 50, a clear sky tonight, lows 40, showers tomorrow with a high near 45. Saturday, partly sunny, chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 78. 78? Can that be? By the way, when I wrote that down, I checked it a few times with some other weather services, make sure it wasn't a typo. Could you believe right now it's 31, it's going to be 78 degrees? That's a 47-degree swing from today to Saturday. Sunday, showers and thunderstorms, highs near 68. My wife had last night, about 9, 10 o'clock, had to go bring all the plants in from the porch. Had to go bring them in. Frost warnings. Those plants have gone in and out more than I have. They just come in and out because who thinks we're going to drop below 31? It's going to be May in a couple of days. So there we go. Sunny with a high near 50 today. 54 tomorrow, 78 Saturday, 68 Sunday. All right. We've got the Brewers at Pittsburgh, 11 a.m. this morning. It's a morning game. They call that the Businessman Special because businessmen used to take off from work in the olden days and go see a baseball game in the morning. And that's this morning. The Yankees will be in town Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. They'll be playing the Brewers at American Family Field. That's all weekend long here on all these games on WRJN, all 162 Brewer games right here, WRJN. All right, I had something else. Oh, we have coming in this morning, Evelyn Garcia, the business manager of the Racine Public Library. They have got a ton of programs for you, and they're all free. That's just it. They're all free. You can do stuff for free at the public library. Your tax dollars paid for it. So Evelyn Garcia is going to be here at 7:06 this morning. Should be good. Always like talking to Evelyn, very nice lady, and she's got so much to say. So we're going to get some of that knowledge a little later on this morning. 6:13 WRJN. Hey, you know what else we got today? We're going to give you another. I like doing this when we give you a choice of tickets, which you want to go see at the Wisconsin State Fair. In a few minutes, we're going to give you a choice to see the Brothers Osborne, which is coming to the State Fair Sunday, August 4th. They'll be with guest star Sarah Evans. Charlie Behrens, very funny guy, is going to be there on Thursday, August 8th, and TLC, the Waterfalls ladies, they're going to be there on, let's see, Friday, August 2nd, and they're going to be there with Jordan Sparks. You'll have your choice of tickets coming up a little later on this morning here at WRJN. And, of course, we have our text. I forgot to call yesterday. Jeff, he's been texting me. I forgot to call yesterday. I will talk. When the mayor was here, I'm pretty sure he said you didn't have to pay it. But I promise you I'll have an answer for you tomorrow morning. I promise you I will get you an answer. I hate to make promises, but I'm going to make Jeff a promise. For no mo may, do you need to buy that sign for $25? And I was pretty sure the mayor said you didn't have to, but I could be wrong. So I will check out Jeff. I will get you an answer tomorrow morning at this time, before the month of May starts anyway. I'm going to get you an answer. I will call as soon as I get home. I got to wait for them to open up. And I'll call my I don't have a person at City Hall, but if I did, I'd call them up and get you the answer. I will get you an answer, though. 614 WRJN Radio. I guess guard dogs are obsolete now because this is even more intimidating. Robot dogs with flamethrowers attached to their heads. It's now a real thing you can buy. A company called Throwflame is selling one called Therminator for $9,400. You operate it over Wi-Fi or Bluetooth with a remote control. It shoots flames up to 30 feet. So I guess if someone comes to your door and they don't leave, you hit them with a 30-foot flame. Huh. What a great Christmas gift. Remember all the records that Taylor Swift broke recently? The new album of hers. She broke, you know, the Spotify record, the artist record. She broke everything. But now she actually broke a record. She broke the record for weekly vinyl sales in just 3 days. Finally, a record that she really broke. The vinyl sales record. Wow. Can you believe vinyl records are a thing again? People are buying those record companies, are putting them out, vinyl records. Before you know it, VHS and Beta will come out. No, that won't, because they were never any good. You know, I look back, if I have an old movie on VHS or Beta that I have to pull out because it's not a DVD or it's not available anywhere, whoa, the quality is really bad. You don't realize it. I like Blu-ray and DVDs. I can't tell the difference between a DVD and a Blu-ray. I'm one of the few people that have 4K, and so I love that. I have my whole big movie library, my TV library on DVD and Blu-ray. And people say, well, you can get them on stream. Well, no, you can't. If I want to watch a particular series, they might not have it streaming. I have it, and I can watch it whenever I want, as many episodes as I want, commercial-free, so I could do that. All right, it's Distracted Driving Awareness Month. So someone had experts list the top distractions that can cause a crash. Here they are. Daydreaming. So you're bored, not paying attention. Cell phones, that includes texting and things like messing around with your GPS, anything on a cell phone. Looking at stuff outside your vehicle. Billboards cause quite a few accidents. Abusing substances or lacking sleep, those count as distractions. Reaching for stuff, like something in the back seat. Remember when you were a kid, at least when I was a kid, your father used to say, if you don't knock it off back there, I'm going to let you have it. Remember you were on those long trips and he used to reach back to try to swat you, keep you from acting up back there. That's distracting. Other passengers, especially dangerous with teen drivers and their friends, eating and driving, just as dangerous as texting and driving, messing with onboard systems, meaning things like the AC and the radio. You know what? Set the radio to WRJN and just leave it. And that way you don't have to mess with the radio. And pets, that's why restraints for dogs are a good thing. I've seen them. It's like a seatbelt for a dog. It's like a harness, you know, a dog harness. It's not a seatbelt, but it's a harness. And you strap it in, and the dog won't be jumping all over the car. How about people that drive with dogs on their laps? That's got to be dangerous. All of a sudden, the dog hits a part of your body with a paw that, you know, shouldn't be hit with a paw. And you jerk, oh! And before you know it, you know, you're involved in an accident. So, yeah, there's a lot of ways to get distracted. Distracted Driving Awareness Month. Yeah, I try not to be distracted. I don't talk on my cell phone. I mean, people have the hands-free cell phone stuff now. But still, even if you have that, it's a distraction because if you're paying attention to someone's conversation, that's what you're not paying attention to. You're driving. But I watch these police videos all the time on Facebook. They have all these videos. People in these accidents, even on that live PD show, On Patrol Live on the Reels channel, all these people, the car flips over because they're not paying attention. They just, you know, were talking on their phones. And there was one where a police officer hit a bicyclist because the cop was on the phone. And he didn't see the bike. And he hit him head on. It happens. 619 WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio Refresh, the Civic Media Station. Text me if you like. 262-300-7445. 262-300-7445.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety.
What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turned 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. If you're going to San Francisco,
put some flowers in your hair. I kind of like those days. Of course, I didn't have any, you know, bills to pay. I was a teenager, but I kind of like those hippie days. I did. I had a great time. I wore my bell-bottom jeans and my flowered shirts and my, I can't believe some of the clothes I wore. I look back now and say, what was I thinking? Plus, I had a big afro on my head, you know, big afro. And I was skinny. I was like a member of the consumption organization. I was real thin, and you should see some of the pictures of me. I thought they were all burned and gone, but I guess some surface occasionally. But, yeah, we had a good time. I mean, even in school, we didn't protest in high school or anything. You didn't dare do that. But, we, you know, we were allowed to, we had a, I put together a high school radio station. It wasn't on the air, but what we did was we broadcast to the cafeteria. During the lunch periods, we had three lunch periods, and we had three big cafeterias, and we used to broadcast through there, through the PA system. We had a special rig hookup, and, you know, we were allowed to decorate. When you first walked into the high school, there was a board on the wall where they used to put the, I guess the directory was in it. Well, we took over that. The principal said we can do it. We took all those directory names out of there, you know, where, and we took it over and we put flowers on there and we put all the groups from Woodstock on there and we said, listen to WBER, you know, Burner High School Radio. And the principal let us do it. He let us decorate it. I mean, they gave us a little free rein. And we took over the lighting booth in the auditorium to use as our radio station. We had equipment up there. Now, when I left, they were going to apply for a rear radio license. I don't know what happened. The high school's not there anymore. The building is abandoned. It's nothing there. But I don't know what they did after I left. But they gave me an award for starting the radio station. And yeah, that was that. That was fun, though. The Flower Power days. You look at some of those old movies. They look so, you know, so ancient. Hey, man, it's groovy. Hey, groovy, man. Even when you see Easy Rider. Hey, man, it's groovy. Whatever happened to that word groovy? All right. We talked about Taylor Swift breaking some new records. How about Taylor Swift now? Remember that Kim Kardashian diss song on her brand new album? Well, Kim Kardashian says she's over with that feud with Taylor Swift and thinks Taylor should get over it as well. She said she doesn't get it why Taylor keeps harping on it. It's been years. Well, Taylor got a hit song out of it. That's why she's not letting it go. She's got another hit. If I had a hit song, I wouldn't get rid of my feud either. 45% of people said they cannot remember the last time they went a full 24 hours without feeling irritated by something. The average person is annoyed 3 times a day. Oh, I'm annoyed more than that. Here are the top 10 everyday irritations you might encounter today. When somebody doesn't clean up after their dog, especially if you step in it. Potholes, being stuck on hold, people who don't use turn signals, bad parkers who take up more than one space, you can't remember a password, slow walkers, especially when you're behind them and you're in a hurry, cyclists who hog the road. When someone could hold the door for you but doesn't, I see that at church all the time. I'm walking in and I've got things in my hand. The person before me opens the door for themselves and let it shut. They don't hold it for me. And the last person in the bathroom who uses up the toilet paper and doesn't replace the roll. Out of those things, what annoys me the most? I think drivers on the road annoy me the most. Ugh. Especially coming in the morning. You see those headlights they have now? Look like eyebrows above the lights. They have the lights, like eyebrows. So when I look in the rearview mirror, it looks like an angry car in back of me. They have eyebrows above the lights. It looks like they're mad at me for something. All right, what else do we have for you here? Oh, good person story time. Now I got a good person story for you right now. A Girl Scout in Pennsylvania named Chloe Britt organized a prom dress giveaway on Sunday, last Sunday, and collected over 150 dresses plus shoes. Now, she's only in the 5th grade, but decided to do it after she found out a girl she knew couldn't afford a dress. A seamstress volunteered and did free alterations. 5th grade, that would make her what? 11 years old, 12 years old, putting together, got over 150 dresses and shoes for young ladies going to prom. What a great kid. What a great person. Good story time. All right. The last time a third-party candidate got any electoral votes was in 1968. Remember who it was? Yeah, it was George Wallace, the segregationist. He ran on the platform promoting segregation and won 5 states. Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia. That doesn't surprise me. Yeah, he ran on that platform, and back in 1968, can get away with it. I don't think you can get away with it now. Sad but true, the first missing child. Oh, I remember this. Yeah, the first missing child on a milk carton. Remember they used to put them on milk cartons? They don't have milk cartons anymore, do they? Was a 12-year-old named John Gosch from West Des Moines, Iowa. He went missing back in 1982. He was on a milk carton in 1984. Sadly, he's yet to be found. He would have been 54 years old today. Yeah, I don't think they have milk. Do they have milk cartons anymore? No, they use those plastic jugs now. That was a sad thing. Oh, could you imagine being a parent? I was watching this news story last night about this woman whose son is still being held hostage in Gaza. And she said, look at me. I am every parent's worst nightmare. Ugh. And her son, when he was in captivity, had his arm blown off. Ugh. You got to feel for parents of missing children. My goodness. What a horrible thing to have to go through. 629 WRJN, hometown radio refresh to Civic Media Station.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
An agriculture instructor from Houstisford, one of the six Alice in Dairyland finalists. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. We're going to take the opportunity to introduce you to each of the six finalists. Sierra Essek is coming up next.
Automatic feed pushing has never been more attainable with the all-new Lely Juno from Lely Center Monroe. Enjoy the benefits of flexible and frequent feed pushing from your farm for less than $20 a day while saving money on labor and fuel. 24-hour feed pushing ensures there's always fresh feed at the bunk, stimulating consumption and resulting in higher feed intake. Right now, get special financing for 48 months at 0% interest. Get pre-qualified at Lely.com or stop by the shop in Monroe.
One of the six Alice in Dairyland finalists includes Sierra Essek. She is currently the FFA advisor and agriculture instructor at Houstisford High School. She grew up on her grandparents' dairy farm outside of Fort Atkinson and says that that's part of what inspired her to want to educate others about Wisconsin agriculture.
Within the classroom, I'm only able to teach within the four walls. Of course, we go outside and we do labs and activities, but I wanted to educate consumers on a larger scale, all the way from our fourth graders and our young children, all the way up to the elderly and those consumers who are buying the products that we produce here in Wisconsin, and just educating them and making them familiar with the farmers and producers that bring us those products.
Mm-hmm. Sierra Essek from Fox Lake. She is one of the six finalists that would like to become Wisconsin's next agriculture ambassador. You can find out more about each of the finalists and the finale event coming up next Saturday in Sturgeon Bay. Go to aliceindairyland.com.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our base light product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Base light also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about base light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's and Farm First Dairy Cooperative, headquartered in Madison, has announced their new general manager. His name, Mick Holm. Mick is no stranger to the cooperative. He's served as the director of milk marketing since 2019. Some of the responsibilities he's had to tackle include keeping the milk hauling schedule in place, working with the buyers that have relationships with Farm First, and also making sure that they comply with stringent federal regulations. Mick Holm, the new general manager of Farm First Dairy Cooperative, with members in Wisconsin, South Dakota, Michigan, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, and Minnesota. And that's just a quick update on what's happening in food news for a Thursday. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Pam Yonke.
This report is sponsored by Marcy's on Main. Their all-you-can-eat dinner specials will knock your boots off. Go to WRJN.com and click the big deals tab for 30% savings.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 51 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear with a low of 40. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered afternoon and nighttime thunderstorms. Our high tomorrow, 56. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 30.
Suit up for the $800,000 sports car series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit facebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on Racine's Big Deals at WRJN.com.
Like a grand slam on your radio dial. Home of the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Nonetheless, the father remains proud, dressing in bizarre outfits around the house on the weekends. All fathers essentially dress in the clothing style of the last good year of their lives. Whatever a man was wearing around the time he got married, he freezes that moment in fashion history and rides it out to the end. You see fathers on the street, 05, 91, 83.
Sheena Easton. She had two big hit songs, This Morning Train, and she also had For Your Eyes Only from the James Bond film. Yeah, this originally was called 9 to 5, but they had a quick change. The name with Dolly Parton came out with her song 9 to 5, so they changed it to Morning Train 9 to 5. Quick thinking. You can't have two songs out with the same title, right? Sunny today with a high near 50. Clear tonight, lows 40s. Showers tomorrow with a high near 54. Partly sunny Saturday. Chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 78. That's near 80. Let me do the math here. Yeah, carry the two. Let's see, borrow from that. Yeah, 78's near 80. Sunday, showers and thunderstorms with a high near 68. Right now it's clear and 31. Below freezing. Don't forget, the Brewers take on the Pirates in Pittsburgh, 11 a.m. this morning. The Yankees are in town to take on the Brewers Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. All games right here on WRJ and your home of the Brewers.
Work all day to earn his pay so we can play all night.
All right, coming up at 7:06, we've got Evelyn Garcia, the business manager from the Racine Public Library. She's got a ton of programs waiting for you at the library that are all free for the family. Yeah, it's your public library. You pay for it. You might as well enjoy it, right? All right. We got some news headlines now. These are the news stories Stuart J. Waddles is watching for us in the news center. There's competition in the Kenosha County District Attorney's race. Kenosha Attorney Xavier Solis has announced his candidacy for the position and criticizes his opponent in his announcement. Solis has been practicing law for over 10 years and says he's concerned about the inadequate handling of crime in the county. He says his opponent, Carly McNeil, was chosen by the Democratic Party to continue what he perceives as the soft-on-crime approach. Waukesha welcomes the former president next week. President Trump is returning to Wisconsin to rally his supporters in Waukesha on Wednesday. This marks the first visit to the state since the start of his hush money trial last week. Despite the trial, a new poll shows Trump leading Biden in six of the seven swing states. It's not just the health of students behind the vape detector plan in Kenosha schools' bathrooms. The district is considering installing 72 vape detection monitors in high school and middle school bathrooms. While students' health was the spotlight of a discussion this week at a unified meeting, janitors talked about the plumbing problems plaguing the schools due to the vape devices getting flushed down the toilets. The plan was put on hold for now. It would be paid for by a settlement reached with vape company Juul. Those are the stories Stuart's watching for. Stuart J. Waddles, our news director. He's watching these stories in the news center, and he'll report on them throughout the day. And if you want an update on stories throughout the entire state of Wisconsin, you can hear them and read about them at WRJN.com, WRJN.com. We keep you covered anywhere in the state, from Hayward right down to Racine. Just check it out at WRJN.com. There's a whole bunch of buttons to push there, and you'll get all the news you need from the state of Wisconsin. Yeah, we got local news. All right, 639 WRJN Radio. Thank you for joining us here. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll give you a chance to win tickets to the Wisconsin State Fair. You get to choose three shows, any of the three shows. That's coming up in just a few minutes here at WRJN. Hey, did you ever fight this battle at work? You think you get more done if your desk was organized, but also you have zero interest in organizing your desk. In a survey, 84% of people say they feel more productive if their workspace is organized, whether it's an office, a workshop, a retail setting. How about this? Even an operating room or working remotely at home. You think operating rooms would be organized. You know, let's see, I got to restart this guy's heart. What did I do with that restarter? Oh, this place is so disorganized. I don't know if I can find that restart thing. Yeah. When you work from home, for remote workers, 59% like to work from a desk at their home, 18% change spots throughout the day, 17% work from their dining room, and a lucky 16% just lay in bed all day doing their work. That's nice if you can get it, huh? New research claims the average person spends $454 a year tipping more than they'd like to tip. 26% of people report they're always or often guilted into tipping more than they want. I love tipping, and I'll tell you why. And we're not just talking about waiters and waitresses and wait staff. We're talking about the people who pick up the garbage in front of your house, talking about the litter carriers. We're talking about all those people, the street sweepers, all these people. And I give them all tips at Christmas time and throughout the year. If I, you know, see them out there, I give them a gift card. The reason is because they're doing jobs I don't want to do. And I am so grateful that they want to do those jobs. I mean, think about it. Do you really want to do some of those jobs out there? First of all, I can never be a member of a wait staff. I couldn't be a waiter. I couldn't do that because I couldn't deal with people's indecision on food purchases. I couldn't deal with their, I want to change something. I didn't like the way this tasted, take it back. I'd last about 9 seconds in that job. I'd yell back at them. So there's people that want to do it, and they do it with a smile. They're very helpful. They make sure they come to the table. Is everything okay? You know, have you ever seen the guy who picks up the garbage in front of your house, the trash collector, sanitation worker? You don't see them complaining about their job. They do it. Today's garbage day in front of my house. They don't complain about it. They pick it up, and if you have something on the ground, like a bag, they'll put it in there, even though they're not supposed to. They'll do it. They never complain about their jobs. That's why I tipped them, and I tip them a lot, because I don't want the job. You know, they'll throw it at me and say, well, then you do it. Nope, not going to do it. All right. Do you have a Mount Rushmore of action heroes? You know Mount Rushmore, right? The four presidents are on Mount Rushmore. Well, not four presidents. I think Thomas Jefferson's on there. Four American heroes, let's put it that way, are on Mount Rushmore right now. And Thomas Jefferson, president? I have like a brain fog there for a second. Anyway, they've got, let's see, who's on there? Lincoln, Washington, Jefferson, and I think, is it Teddy Roosevelt on there? Who's the fourth person on Mount Rushmore? I can't believe. I was Mount Rushmore twice. I've seen it right in front of my face. I have to look it up in a second here. Anyway, who should be on the action heroes of Mount Rushmore? Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone have some ideas. First of all, they say they should be on there. All right, who else? Well, they say Clint Eastwood and Bruce Willis. But here are some other people. How about Tom Cruise? How about Vin Diesel? Harrison Ford? Dwayne Johnson, The Rock? Jason Statham? And Sigourney Weaver? There's probably some more that should be on there, too. I can't think of them off there. How about, she was in a couple of action movies. Novovich or something like that. I can't think of her name. I never saw her movies. I just know she started a bunch of action movies. Yeah. I mean, so that's the Mount Rushmore of action heroes. Here's a weird news story. A Belgian man was acquitted of drunk driving, even though he had alcohol in his system, because he's got an extremely rare condition where his body actually produces alcohol. So there's always alcohol in his body. Wow. What a way to beat a DUI. I mean, I've never heard of that, where your body produces alcohol to the effect that you're drunk all the time. Woo. I guess this really isn't good news. It's getting so hot out there, the National Weather Service has added a new color for heat warnings that's hotter than red. They're going to use magenta now because the earth is getting hotter and hotter. Oof. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes has turned down hosting Saturday Night Live because he has a fear of teleprompters. He says he's still scarred from giving a speech at the 2023 ESPY Awards. When I did the Channel 10 auction for 37 years, and they have teleprompters you use. The teleprompter is your friend. Trust me. Because sometimes they didn't give me a teleprompter. They said, all right, just wing it. It's tough to wing stuff. I mean, I get it, but it's tough to wing it. It's so much easier when you can read it off a teleprompter. He's frightened of teleprompters, huh? All right. How about some showbiz news? New trailer on for Chris Pratt's Garfield movie. You can check online. Sony picked up the film and TV rights for the board game Clue. Back in the mid-80s, I think Clue was already a movie. As a matter of fact, they issued it with two different endings. So if you saw it once, you can't tell your friends about the ending because there's another ending, too, they might use. So I think they had three endings for Clue. So they're going to make another Clue movie. What's her name? Margot Robbie. She is producing a movie based on the Monopoly game. She produced Barbie. Now she's producing a Monopoly movie. I guess when you run out of ideas, just go to your closet of childhood toys and, you know, pull something out and make a movie about it. So far, it's working. Now, who am I to say? Someone created an image of what George Washington looked like as a modern-day politician. I've seen it. As a matter of fact, they take all these historical pictures or drawings and they show you what they would look like today. It is amazing because they really do look like the people, you know, but they're modern looking. Huh. All right, we've got tickets to give away to the Wisconsin State Fair now. You got a choice of three groups coming up Thursday, August 8th. Funny man Charlie Behrens. It's going to be live on stage at the main stage of the Wisconsin State Fair. That's Thursday, August 8th. You can take tickets to go see Charlie. Or how about the Brothers Osborne? They're known for their gritty vocals and electrifying guitar riffs. Special guest star Sarah Evans. The Brothers Osborne and Sarah Evans will be there on Sunday, August 4th. And on Friday, August 2nd, TLC, Waterfalls. What a great song. No scrubs. They'll be taking to the stage along with Jordan Sparks. All right, if you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, give me a call right now, 262-634-9756. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. And I'll give you a pair of tickets to each one, not each one, but any one of those three. Just tell me which one you want to go to, and I'll get you a pair of tickets. Phone lines are open. Here's your big chance to call. Everybody thinks, well, I can't call now because everybody's calling in. You can call now. I'm telling you, the phone lines are open. 262-634-9756. The forecast for today going to be sunny, beautiful, highs near 50, clear tonight. Lows around 40, showers, highs near 54 tomorrow. Partly sunny with a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Saturday. And get this, highs near 78 degrees. Wow. I thought that was a misprint. So I had to go back and I looked at two other sources to make sure it was 78. It's 78. Sunday, showers and thunderstorms are the high near 68. Right now, it's clear. It's cold. 31 degrees. There was a frost warning last night. So I hope you brought your plants in. All right. We'll take to the phones in just a moment here. We'll soon take a break here. 262-634-9756. We'll select one of the callers. And give a call in right now. You might be one of them. I just plunked down the thing and I'll grab one of them. All right, 648 WRJN Radio. Don't forget, coming up this morning at 7:06, we're going to have Evelyn Garcia, the business manager for the Racine Public Library, in here. She'll be in studio talking about some of the great programs going on at the library that you can enjoy for free. A lot of them. That's coming up this morning here at WRJN Radio. Hometown Radio Refreshed. If you want to text me, you can. 262-300-7445. 262-300-7445. 262-300-7445. That's our text number. And our other number is just for contesting. You got it? I know, it's a lot of numbers I'm throwing at you. 649 WRJN Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station.
to WRJN Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood would. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Fountain Hills Apartments in Racine has an incredibly rare opening for a one-bedroom apartment. If you or someone you know would like to live at Fountain Hills, named number one for senior living in Mount Pleasant by senioradvisor.com, now is your chance. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety, with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. To grab this rare one-bedroom apartment, see fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
WRJN Radio. Thanks for joining us. I'm Don Rosen. And a study found the key to a good relationship is, what do you think it is? Putting down your cell phone and doing two things instead, spending quality time face-to-face and being affectionate. Put down the cell phone. I tell you what I started to do at night, you know, after, you know, my, you know, not at night, in the late afternoon, I put my cell phone in the bedroom and I shut the door. And that's it. I'm done with it for the night. And if there's an emergency, you know, life or death emergency, I don't know about it. Actually, I can hear it ring. But I just put it away because otherwise I'm going to be fidgeting with it all night long. And so I just put it in the bedroom at night and I just, you know, that's it. I'm done for the night. See you tomorrow. Have a good night. Sleep tight. Don't let the bugs bite. All right, from the archives, cops in Ohio went to search a guy's house because they suspected he was dealing drugs, but he didn't have any there. So he let them in. He figured, well, I have nothing in the house. I have nothing to hide. While the cops were inside searching his house, the UPS driver showed up with a package for him. 4 pounds of marijuana inside. I guess timing is everything, huh? Wow. A woman may have purchased a winning $26 million lottery ticket back in November, but we'll never know for sure because it was destroyed in the laundry. She's probably out of luck, but officials are investigating anyway. $26 million. You know, you leave things in the pocket when you're doing laundry, and, you know, then they get destroyed. The ink washes off, but They're doing an investigation of it. I think I know how they could do it. Where did she buy it? If they still have security cameras, they can find the exact time she bought it. They could check the, you know, the machine to see if that exact time matches up with when she bought the ticket. You know, I guess they can do it. I'm not sure, but I know I'd be pretty upset if I put a $26 million ticket in my pocket and wash it in the washing machine. First of all, I wouldn't tell anybody because they'd think I was stupid. Believe it or not, you do speak dog. Research has found that people had a remarkable ability to understand what dogs' different growls meant. Women were better at it than men. I know what growls mean. It means leave me alone, don't pet me, I don't want to be touched today. I know what those growls mean. All right, getting ready for a long trip, are you, huh? Study found you're more likely to relax and forget about work on vacation if you're more than 1,000 miles from your boss. 1 in 5 people say they're more likely to check their email and answer work calls when they're closer than 1,000 miles. Whenever I, before COVID, we took a lot of trips, all road trips. I was 1,000 miles away from civilization. But, you know, you don't check your phones. That's it. You got to get away sometime. You're going to go crazy if you don't. All right, does money feel better when you earn it? Or are you sick of spending money every day at that grind where you just wish some long-lost aunt would die and leave you a fortune in her will? A survey found people would rather earn $1 million or be given $1 million. The majority of people say, yeah, just hand it to me. 52% would rather be given $1 million. 37% would rather earn it. Yeah, just give me the mill. I'd rather earn it. I want to be a self-made millionaire. And if that doesn't work, hand it over. Here are 4 things that happen when you don't get enough sleep. You get distracted more easily. You're more anxious. You are not as patient. And you have a shorter fuse. And you take bigger risks. See, I knew there was a reason why I was nasty and crabby. And now I know. All right, apparently just being a millionaire doesn't mean you're rich anymore. The average person thinks you have to have a net worth of $2.3 million to be considered rich. And you need $1.1 million just to be financially comfortable. Oof, am I in trouble? I'm not in good shape. According to an online dating study, 5 phrases women are most attracted to in profiles: physically fit, ambitious, perceptive, passionate, and optimistic. The words that attract the most guys are sweet, ambitious, thoughtful, spontaneous, and physically fit. There's that word physically fit again. Rearing its ugly head. You have to use that phrase, huh? It's a good thing I'm out of the dating pool because I can't use that. What are the top 3 things you wish other drivers would stop doing on the road immediately? 1, cutting people off. 2, forgetting to turn off their high beams when they're in oncoming traffic. That is annoying. And tailgating came out 3. That's 1 with me. I'm coming in the morning and I keep harping on this, but people tailgate. They just, you know, they want to get on my bumper because they're late for work. They didn't plan ahead, and now they're going to tailgate me. I don't know if you're ready for this one. You might have tons of microscopic bugs called eye mites crawling in your eyeballs right this instant. Millions of people have them. Eye mites. I don't like the name of that. Huh. You get them from your pets or by rubbing your eyes with dirty hands. Oof. A survey found the things we'd rather give up than the internet. The top 5, alcohol, junk food, exercise, dessert, going out, and family. No, family didn't make the list. But I'm sure. Yeah, I'll give up my aunt. I don't want to see her anymore anyway. All right. It's 658 WRJN Radio. Looking for sunshine today. Beautiful day with a high near 50. Clear tonight. Lows around 40. Showers with a high near 54 tomorrow. Saturday, partly sunny. Chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high near 78. Oh, my goodness. Sunday, showers and thunderstorms likely with a high near 68 right now. 31 degrees and clear. Beautiful morning. Sun is out.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in. Presidential immunity and the David Pecker for the prosecution. Trump's got trials all around town. Devils have kids.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Natural gas is a clean, reliable, and convenient source of energy delivered directly to you through underground pipelines. The pipeline system has an excellent safety record, but there are clues that can help you identify a potential hazard. If you smell the strong odor of rotten eggs, hear an unusual hissing sound, or see blowing dirt or debris, it could be a natural gas leak. Leave the area immediately and call We Energies at 800-261-5325.
We Energies. People you can trust. Energy you can depend on.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.